You're gonna work with this.
Kristen said that was annoying. And I told her it was your idea, so. Christy, it was Eric's idea to get the DJ horn, so
yes.
He's going to keep spamming it until the ET podcast is no more.
Exactly.
Which is never.
Exactly. By the way, didn't realize I was going to wear a red hoodie, nor did I realize I was going to grab a red cup. So I'm not on no Suwu stuff. All right.
I'm pretty sure you are.
I listen to YG, but I'm not trying to indulge in his lifestyle. So let's be clear.
Sorry, I'm having a struggle here with my microphone, but I'm good now.
I never know how to set it.
I'm talking. That's right. And you know, this is how we start the ET podcast, as you know. My name is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
Let's do this.
And we are doing this today.
Yeah. And Eric needs the backup from the mic because he's redlining.
Here you go, better.
I don't know. I have like audio pet peeves and stuff now.
Hello.
And even video pet peeves.
I'm kidding. This is better. This is better.
Yeah. Right. So this is episode 82. Last week. We were wrong. We kept saying it was episode 82 last week.
Oh.
But we were off.
You know,
so
we've been doing so many of these that we don't even know anymore.
Starting to lose track.
We got
to
keep
some
type of a calendar going.
I just started the Cosmic Carolinian and I almost forgot the episode. Last night I recorded episode 4. And put it out, and I almost said episode 5 or 6. I haven't even gotten up that far yet. Like,
damn.
Anyway, I just,
That's crazy. But yeah, so today, as requested by our viewers and listeners and friends and family and whatever you want to call yourself.
Yeah. We have a debate for y'all.
Yep.
Anybody who knows me knows how
cold
off it is for me, because I was born and raised in the South. Greensboro, North Carolina is where I'm from.
Carolina boy.
And I have always hated heat. Like, I don't like
heat. Still don't understand that.
I don't know. I stayed in the house,
but
yet
your favorite team is the Heat.
Miami Heat, exactly.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Which it looks like we might be going to the playoffs.
No, I think you guys are not going to pass.
You don't know that.
Boston.
You don't, fam, what is it? It's 3-1 right now?
Yeah, actually.
I believe so. So, I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. Kawhi, they went home already. So
yeah, Denver took them out.
Even.
But anyways.
How you get taken out by the, you know, we're not going to
talk about it. We'll talk about another debate.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's still crazy to me how you are not a fan of heat, of warm weather,
yeah.
Which
I'd
rather be in warm weather.
Just so you guys know, Eric is going to be defending spring and summer. I'm going to be defending fall and winter.
I'm going to be defending spring and summer with my chanclas.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give some reasons why I love fall and winter.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give reasons why I hate spring. And actually, I don't hate spring. I hate summer. I hate summer is really the one.
See, it's people like you that bring or that end summer's days short.
No, COVID ended summer days short. It wasn't my fault.
It was that one.
No.
I'm messing with a lot of things. I'm sorry, guys.
So, all right.
So, let's start with your thing. I want to know.
Okay.
What are your favorite things about winter and fall?
Fall. Okay. Hoodie season. First of all, You can never go wrong with a good hoodie, good sweatshirt, good long sleeve shirt.
Okay.
I got a few that I want to wear. My NASA long sleeve shirt. I got my Andy Mineo, the Sword EP shirt. I got my Pulp Fiction long sleeve shirt. You know, all of that. So you get to bundle up in clothing. That's more so the winter, but you get to bundle up in clothing.
You get to cuddle.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna get into that though, but that's another thing. You got Halloween.
Okay.
All the best holidays. I know Halloween isn't a holiday, but all the best holidays are in the winter. You got Thanksgiving. You got Christmas.
Yeah.
You got New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and you're off on these days.
Right.
I mean, you got Black Friday. Normally, I mean, it's canceled this year. And I don't celebrate Thanksgiving anymore, but you have that day off. So because of the dark history of Thanksgiving, if you don't know, then you need to wake up. So there. Yeah, I mean, all the best holidays are in the winter.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, and it's just, I don't know. I feel like for me, you know how people come alive when it's like spring and summer, they're like, oh my God, like the flowers, the trees, blah,
the
blah,
sun.
Blah, yada, yada. I don't care about nature. I don't care. So when all the trees die and stuff, that's when I come alive.
That's kind of weird. Like, okay, that's like a vampire type of thing.
I know. It's like.
Like Dracula.
It's like when fall and winter start coming around, that's when I'm like my liveliest, I feel like.
That's
don't get depressed and stuff. I get depressed in the summertime.
You're like my dad. He hates summers. He enjoys the winters.
I'll give you my reasons why I hate summertime. Like I said, I don't hate spring.
Okay.
I hate summertime.
So I'm sure this is crazy experience.
No, not really. I guess it's because I was born and raised in the heat.
Yeah.
That is just like, all right, enough is enough. I mean, I remember specifically one year, it was like close to Halloween. It was like October or something. Bro, it was 91 degrees. And not in Greensboro. This was in McLeansville, I think. Or where is that place? Gibsonville. I think that's what it was. Gibsonville. 91 degrees close to October. I mean, close to Halloween. So I'm fine without that. I'm sitting here wearing a sweatshirt. I mean, wearing a hoodie with jeans and stuff. And I'm sweating because it's so hot. So I'm cool on that. But there's quite a few reasons why I hate the summertime. First of all, you can't bundle up and all of that. I'm kind of fat.
So you get to be naked.
I don't want to be naked. I don't even want to see myself naked. So let alone anybody else having to, you know, gouge their eyes out because of this. So there's that. You can't bundle up and stuff. You got to wear less clothes, which I don't want to do. Sweating sucks. I mean, it's terrible. Like, I mean, of course, you know, when you working out or playing ball or something, it's like, that's the whole reason why you going is to sweat, to get exercise and stuff. But when you just walking, you trying to go shopping and stuff, like say you over there at Arbor Lakes trying to shop and you can't because it's so hot outside and it's just like it's 101 degrees or something like that.
Right.
And you trying to run to the next store just to get in the AC. You know, it's like, so there's that. Bugs.
Bugs, bro.
Bugs, bro. Like, it's. why do mosquitoes exist? You know, why do flies exist? I understand honeybees. We need them to live, kind of.
But then.
Because they pollinate.
That's why the mosquitoes live, to feed all of these other creatures.
But they feeding off of us. So it's like, why does that have to happen? You know what I'm saying?
Gotta get the food somewhere. It's not like they can't eat tiny little creatures.
I guess, man. But. Yeah, so you got honeybees and stuff. We need them. Bumblebees, kind of. We need them too, I guess. But like wasps and murder hornets and dirt dodgers and all of these things that like just why do we need them? Carver bees. I mean, like it's all types of different species of bees or cousins, you know, distant relatives.
Families,
of,
yeah.
Of honeybees and bumblebees and all this stuff, you know. So insects. Don't care for them.
But see, look, you talking about not loving nature. Like, how can you not love that? That's so beautiful, man.
You notice that that's probably in the wintertime, too.
No, that's not in the wintertime. What about that?
I don't care for nature. Like, I'm not an outdoors person.
Dude.
So, I just...
See, look at that. That's beautiful. I mean, don't you want to be in the mountain? That's cool,
but it's like... And... I don't know. Maybe I'm just ungrateful for God's Dude, creation.
I feel like when you go up in heaven, God is going to be like, I'm just going to put you in a box.
I don't know, but yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure it'll be a cool box, though. That'd be cool.
I guess. My final thing.
All the stuff that you like.
Yeah, maybe. My final thing, though, is like other people's sweating. And they smell, too, like as DL. Well as, yeah. I cannot stand feet. That's another thing. So people always, you know, have their feet out and stuff. Like, it's gross.
Also, me and my sandals right now.
I'm not even going to say nothing about you, bro.
I'm sorry, dude. But, I did not know.
No, I don't.
This is the first time you telling me that you don't like feet.
I've always said that. Like, I hate being barefoot. If there was an option where I could still get my feet clean in the shower while wearing socks, I would choose that option. I hate being barefoot.
Why?
Your feet get dirty thing. And stuff. Like, I just, I'm not.
So then
that.
You walk, clean them up again.
Yeah, but you, no, I'm not going to keep
Dude.
I hate being barefoot, bro.
You know.
Or being even remotely close. I hate even having wet socks.
Now that's uncomfortable.
See.
That I mean, yeah.
You know.
So those are the reasons why you like
I'm trying to think of this.
Fall and winter.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else another reason why I don't like summer. I think that's pretty much it. I think that's all.
That's it?
I think so.
Hmm. All right, well, let me get back at you with the cool things and why I love spring and summer.
Okay.
One, I like to garden, so an opportunity to go ahead and set up everything and plant whatever, you know, talking about different types of flowers.
Okay. Agriculture.
Fruits, you know, vegetables and... Help them grow. I think it's really cool. Like, just what's it called? A botanist.
Oh, yeah.
I like,
I think
I'm not
my cousin. One of my cousins was going to school for to be a botanist.
Yeah. I think it's really cool just that art alone, you know, because you're able to grow all the stuff. And I want to get to a point where I can grow my own food.
Okay. That's legitimate. I can respect that.
And then, you know, grow different types of plants. Wink, wink, wink.
Continue.
No, but anyways, not just that. I like the rain, especially when it rains. It's pretty cool because then I like to. I don't exercise a lot, but when it gets like rainy, I like to go out and like run, or like the day after because then it's foggy.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool, and that's very nice. I mean, I like it. I feel like it's so relaxing.
I suppose.
See, it is. Yes. You know, going into the summer. What else is spring? Well, yeah, that like the you know gardening.
Mm-hmm.
You know the rain, and just like that, like not too hot, not too cold weather. It just feels so perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like I've noticed. I don't know if a lot of people notice, but like when it's from like winter to spring, it's like very chill, like very. Like warm but cool, but then when it's from summer to like winter or like from fall to winter is like colder. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, because the still, seasons are changing. So.
But anyways, that for the summer, of course, I like to be bare naked.
Nobody wants to see that. Like, nobody.
No, I'm kidding. I don't like to be naked. I do like to be really comfortable, dude. I like to wear like shorts. You know, like those booty shorts, though.
Yeah.
Yo. Bruh.
But no, I'm just kidding. Not those booty shorts. I mean, I just like to wear like, you know, cool, you know, stylish shorts.
Mm-hmm.
With like nice shirts. You know, I like those long shirts, you know, with like the little tail on the back.
They're called scalloped. Scalloped hem shirts.
Scalloped them.
Hem. So like a scallop, but scalloped. And then scalloped H-E-M. Hem.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Those, if you guys want to gift me anything, I'll send you my address. Or you can go ahead and cash at me.
I think you need to get a P.O. box.
We can.
Somebody might bring anthrax back.
Yeah,
are you saying that you wear booty shorts? they might try to get you,
no,
get you out of here.
No, but yeah, and I like nature, not like this guy. I really like to go out to explore things. I like to either go to a lake, go out in the forest, or try to travel somewhere really nice. Because I feel like that's the only way that you can actually enjoy it outside. Because in the winter, I mean, it's beautiful, but you can only enjoy it from the inside unless you want to be out there cold, freezing yourself.
There's always an option. You can go out there.
Yeah.
Freeze your balls off.
But yeah, you know, I'm really like an outdoors guy, so I like that type of stuff, like camping, going swimming. See, I don't like fishing, but...
I'm not into fishing either.
Yeah, I mean, but that's probably like the only thing. Other than that, I like, you know, barbecues, going out. Playing ball, like we've been still playing ball every Sunday, you know, we're out there playing, so that's a cool thing in the summer. Rooftops are dope.
Nah, because here's the thing, like if you up there eating, are you talking about eating?
Yeah,
on the rooftops, like at like Crave or something.
Yeah,
the thing is though, you're attracting bugs.
But there's no bugs there sometimes.
Yeah, bro. We ate up there one time, bees flying around and stuff, trying to get to your drink because it's got sugar in it and stuff. Like, I'm not trying to deal with that. I'm trying to eat in peace. Or you got flies, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
It's like, no, I don't want to be bothered while I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know how dogs eat? You know, they don't want to be bothered. They'll try to, like, take their food away, you know, as they're eating. Like, if they have a bone, like... I'll give Navi like a dental stick or whatever.
Mm.
She'll snatch it out of my hand and go in the kennel. And if I reach in there just to like straighten out her mat or whatever, she'll grab the bone and like try to go like that. And it's just like, nobody, I don't want that.
Like, just, you know, gets
that's
aggressive.
How I am with my food.
Yeah.
Like I want to eat in peace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, you got that. And I mean, that's pretty much it. Just being able to hang out with family, you know, do, you know, parties. Well, obviously not with COVID, but yeah, a lot of people break the law, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually went to a gathering that broke the law yesterday.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have COVID, though, so
I'm going to
do not have COVID.
Try to stay away from this guy as much as I can.
I don't have COVID. I promise you. I promise.
No, but yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and... I think summer and spring are the best.
You know what? I'll give you some reasons why I like spring. Spring is, you know, it's transitioning out of negative 50 degrees and all of that from winter.
Now that was crazy, yes.
And it's starting to get, you know, a little bit more
warmer.
Warmer, yeah, I guess. But yeah, like my ideal like thing is, well, yeah. So the thing I like about spring is like it starts getting to the point where it's like just right. Like the weather is just right. Just tolerable. You know, like it's not too hot. It's not too cold. Like you said, you could wear some shorts with like a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Or you could wear a flannel with some holy jeans or something like that.
And holy jeans?
Yeah. Some distressed jeans.
Holy.
Distressed jeans. Yes. And you'll have, you'll be warm, but then you'll also be getting ventilation also. Maybe not wear shorts.
Ventilation like right
where? You know. Like, so,
bruh.
Yeah. But like, yeah, you'll just get nice ventilation, but it might still be a little bit cold. So you just throw on like a flannel or a long sleeve shirt or yeah. something, and you know, you're good. And it's perfect weather. Like my ideal temperature would probably be about
60.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Maybe even like 55.
I do shorts with like a sweater and a hat. I do sandals, short.
I feel like a sweatshirt is like too much. I feel like at that point you might as well just throw on some sweatpants to go with it too.
Yes.
I don't know. What just happened over there?
I don't know.
Sorry, my dog is acting crazy. I got her collar vibrating, so when she goes too crazy, it's not on shock. I don't put it on shock. I don't abuse animals. It's on vibration though, like strong vibration. So
she just shock.
Freaks out. It's not shocking. It's just like a. It's like when your phone, you know, vibrates really hard, and so it's just like reminding her, "Hey, shut up.
Hey, don't be talking."
You know.
No, so, but yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I actually rather than winter, I do like fall.
Okay.
I like the like pumpkin patches and like mazes.
By the way,
what?
The pumpkin spice craze. I'm so sick of it. White people. Dear white people.
I don't like pumpkin.
I don't know why why people like pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie. And let me tell you something. Maybe like a month ago,
yeah.
I went into Cubs. Because I was going to get a slice of pie. I wanted to get apple. But I came across sweet potato pie. I have never seen sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Up here. Like, that is a southern thing. Like, my grandma and my mom fixed sweet potato pies. But I found it in Cubs. Of course it's good. They made it from scratch. My grandma is not so much. It's all right. But my mom's sweet potato pie is really, really good. But yeah, it's just funny though, because like that's something that I've only seen in the South. Like up here is pumpkin everything. It's like,
yeah.
And white people are the ones to blame for it. Because like at Starbucks, you know, they got the pumpkin spice latte. I guarantee you, anytime you hear somebody talking about pumpkin spice lattes, 9 times out of 10, it's a white person.
No offense to white people.
No offense to y'all. We love y'all.
We love everybody.
But y'all go crazy over pumpkin spice. And I was listening to Trey Kennedy's podcast. I think it was like the episode that came out maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was talking about they came out with a pumpkin spice flavored seltzer.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is disgusting.
Bruh.
Nah.
That's nasty. Yeah.
Bruh.
So, dear white people, please calm down with the pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice, all of that.
Pumpkin soda.
Pumpkin soda. Yeah, no, please don't.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
No, that's gross. Please calm down with the pumpkin crap. So, yeah, but it's like people go crazy over pumpkin, I guess.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Sorry. I do like apple cider.
Okay,
with a little bit of caramel in it.
Yeah. You
know, something like that. That's cool.
Some champagne with it too.
No,
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
me too. I mean, I like to wear like those like flannels, you know, going to the corn maze.
Yeah,
the spooky. I mean, I really don't celebrate Halloween.
I don't celebrate, you know, I don't. I look at Halloween is like,
to me, Halloween is the devil.
I don't know.
I really think so.
I don't give the devil credit for much, because that's exactly what he wants.
But that's the thing, though.
So I make it my own thing.
But see, that's the thing. Why? And I mean, I don't know.
I get it. The whole thing about, you know, why do you want to dress up as somebody? Why don't you just be yourself and all that?
Well,
yeah, I get that.
But I mean, why do we need holidays?
Even it's Christmas. Not a holiday. Oh, well, I mean,
I don't.
That's just America and capitalism.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
You know, quick fact, Jesus was not born on the 25th. He was not.
See, that's debatable. I mean, I personally don't know, so I'm not going to debate you on that. It's just what I've heard. Yeah. But I've also heard that he was not born on Christmas as well.
He was not, because... Yeah.
So I don't know which side is right. I don't know. I just know that he was born, and he died for my sins and rose again. Yeah, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
But once again...
That's what I know.
Why do we need a holiday to...
To give gifts?
Not to give gifts, but to recognize that.
If you're a Christian, I feel like you should recognize that every day.
Right. So why was the point of a holiday?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
My thing is, I try to make things that are like worldly, I make it my own. I don't like celebrate it for the reasons that everybody else celebrates it and stuff like that. I just customize it to what I want.
You know what you want to believe. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Halloween, my look on Halloween is... It's just a time where people put on costumes, and I like horror movies and stuff, so I don't know. That's just me. I grew up watching horror movies. It's just something I do.
Yeah.
But I watch horror movies even when it's not Halloween. So, you know, I watch horror video games. I mean, so I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah, like last night I was watching Invisible Man. It's not horror, but...
It's suspense.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one sucked.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah. Oh, that's the one you're talking about? The one with Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. It was called Hollow Man.
No, I'm talking about Invisible Man.
Yeah, but the first one.
I'm talking about this chick.
The one that just came out with Elizabeth Moss, that's a remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The original had Kevin Bacon in it, and he was the Invisible Man, but it was called Hollow Man. Yeah, I'll show you.
I gotta watch that one then.
I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went off on a rabbit trail a few times, but we gave you guys what you wanted. And this was fun because people already think I'm nuts just in general. So I'm glad that I got a chance to kind of explain myself.
Yeah, and you'll get to know a little bit about Trey.
Yeah. So,
which is always great.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's actually cool. Like, I mean, we got one more to do, right?
Yeah.
We'll come up with something cool, or maybe probably just go live again and probably just announce it. Yeah. So then everybody can be on the live.
Yeah.
And we'll probably like ask like maybe around what time is everybody available. So we can have like a really cool discussion online.
Yeah.
That would be cool, right?
Yeah.
Like just have a lot of people that would want to, ask us questions, just stuff like that, just to kick it, finalize and conclude our appreciation month.
Yeah, and this time we will make sure that before we post it to the feed or whatever, I'll make sure that I flip the video so you won't have to rewatch it or whatever sideways. I mean, landscape, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll
make sure I flip it that way you can watch it and you don't have to.
Yeah, we'll make sure we got that covered for sure. So yeah,
that's our bad. We dropped the ball on that.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, guys, well, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, and Apple SoundCloud. Podcasts.
We do that every
Apple
time.
Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in and, stay fresh.
We will catch you on the next episode.
We'll catch you.
See ya.